Paragon Mishnah Hey, this Mishnah is really the last Mishnah of the Masechta which discusses Kiddush HaChodesh. After that, the last two Prokem mainly focus on the day of Rosh Hashanah itself. And really, this Mishnah's theme is a continuation of the previous Perek where we see the power of the Beis Din. And the halacha is that even once the testimony of the witnesses has been accepted, the only way for the day to actually become Rosh Chodesh is if the Beis Din declare Makudosh Makudosh, as we learned earlier on in the previous perek. They have to declare that day to be sanctified as Rosh Chodesh. Which means that even if Ra'uhu Beis Din v'chol Yisrael, if the Beis Din and all of the Jewish people, or even a large amount of the Jewish people, see the Rosh Chodesh moon on, let's say, the night of the 30th, so they've seen that that month should really be 29 days, and that day should now be Rosh Chodesh. Or in a different case, Nechkru Ha'edim, if the witnesses were interrogated and they were found to be true valid witnesses, and the Beis Din accepted their testimony, but V'lo Yespiku Lo Ma Makudosh, in either of these two cases, the Beis Din did not manage to say Makudosh, that the day is sanctified Ad Shechashecha, until it got dark, and it was now the 31st day, which would be, of course, the first day of the next month, at least. It is considered to be a Chodesh HaMe'ubar, a 30-day month, and Rosh Chodesh is on the second day, even though everybody saw the Rosh Chodesh moon. The Mishnah is showing very clearly that the thing which makes it into Rosh Chodesh is the declaration of the Beis Din. And as we learned in the previous parak, this is learned from Pesukim. Now what happens if Ra'uhu Beis Din Bilvad? If only the Beis Din, referring to the Sanhedrin, the large Beis Din, who would declare the Rosh Chodesh, if only they saw it. And nobody else. So Yamdu Shanayim V'yo'idu B'fneim. Two of the members of Sanhedrin should stand up and testify in front of the other members of Sanhedrin. And then they would go through the procedure of Yomru. And those who are sitting on the Beis Din would say, Mekudosh Mekudosh. It is sanctified, it is sanctified. As we learned about that process earlier on in the Masechta. The Gemara explains that this is only in a case where the Beis Din saw the moon at night. Because in general we have a concept known as Loite Shemir Gedolim Ir'iyah. That the Beis Din hearing testimony is certainly no greater evidence than the Beis Din seeing the thing itself and witnessing the thing itself. And so if the Beis Din saw the event, or in this case, if they saw the moon, so that itself is considered to be as if they just heard something from witnesses. However, at night, it's forbidden to accept testimony, at least for Kiddush HaChodesh. It has to be done during the day. And so if the time that they saw the moon was at night, we cannot judge that as if they heard testimony from witnesses. And so in that case, says the Mishnah, they have to go through the whole process of two of the members of the Beis Din being witnesses, and they have to hear the whole testimony again. However, if the Beis Din did see the moon during the daytime, for example, at the beginning of sunrise, so then since that time is fitting to accept and hear testimony from witnesses, so we view the seeing of the Beis Din as the witness and the testimony itself, and they will not even need to testify again. Rather, all they need to do is just declare, Mekudosh Mekudosh, that the day is sanctified. Now what happens if Ra'uhu Shalosha V'hein Beis Din, if only three members of the Beis Din of the Sanhedrin saw the Rosh Chodesh moon? So again, if they saw it during the daytime, then there is no need to give testimony at all. And those three members of the Sanhedrin, since they know that the moon was seen, so that seeing of theirs is viewed as having accepted testimony from witnesses, and those three members of the Beis Din would be able to declare that day Rosh Chodesh. However, if they saw it at night, so then the Sanhedrin still do need to hear testimony. So only two of these three people are needed to give testimony. So Yamdu Ashanayim, two of them should get up to testify. But they can't testify in front of this single member of the Beis Din. At least three members of Beis Din are needed for judging a case of Kiddush HaChodesh. And therefore, V'yeshivu Michavreihem Eitzel HaYochid, they should sit two other members of the Sanhedrin next to this individual who was another witness. V'yaidu B'fneihem, and the two other witnesses will testify in front of these three judges. And then, V'yom Mekudosh Mekudosh, then, after they have testified, then those three members of the Beis Din would declare Mekudosh Mekudosh. Explains the Mishnah, She'ein HaYochid Ne'al Al Yidei Atzmai, since an individual is not trusted by himself, even though there are very few cases where even an individual could judge a case, or perhaps the continuation of a case, from the fact that Hashem commanded Moshe and Aaron together about Kiddush HaChodesh, we learn that Moshe Rabbeinu was not enough. That Hashem had to speak to at least two people, and since a Beis Din can never be an even number, it always has to be an odd number, so we add one, and that is where we get the minimum of three judges who are needed to judge a case of Kiddush HaChodesh.